Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
How many times have you watched badly dubbed South Indian movies on TV? Like, the emotion may match, but the words just don't. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Now, Bollywood has had many phases. It's had a phase where music was remade from the West. We saw a lot of that. It's had phases where old Hindi movies were remade. There have been phases where South Indian movies have just been dubbed and released. But the favorite one so far has to be the remake of South Indian films. Want a very recent example? Arjun Reddy. It was a super duper hit in the South. People couldn't get enough of it. And now Shahid Kapoor is starring in the remake, which they've decided to call Kabir Singh. Now, just because it was such a big hit in the South, it doesn't mean that it will definitely be a hit in Bollywood. That's never been a guarantee, you know. It is still a big gamble. Now, let's take a look at some movies that were borrowed from the South and remade in Bollywood. But well, when you come to the revenues, they still went South, if you know what I mean. Kaka Kaka had the favorite of the masses and the classes alike, Surya playing the role of a cop. So this is a movie where obviously they had to throw in a love story to sort of keep it alive, and then this world of crime and romance somehow merged towards the end. It worked for a lot of reasons. Surya and Jyotika's chemistry, they're now a real life couple. The music, Harris Jayaraj created some amazing tracks that worked very well for the Tamil film. Now, apart from Bollywood, this movie was also remade in Kannada, Telugu and even Odia. Then Bollywood was like, hey, wait a minute, if this is happening, then we should also remake it, no? So off they went and they cast John Abraham and Janelia D'Souza in it. Now, they're both very good looking as individuals, but together on screen, they just didn't work. Harris Jayaraj also helped out with the music for the Hindi version, but that didn't go as planned either. I don't know if the producers ever wondered what exactly went wrong with this film when it did so well in Tamil. But well, in the Tamil version, they actually cast people who could act for one thing. Vinay Thandi Varuvaya is considered one of the modern epic love stories in Indian cinema. It's very real, talks about real issues, and follows the story of two people whose lives also feel very real. Now think about this. It's the story of love between a Hindu boy who wants to make movies and a Mallu Christian girl whose dad is super strict and doesn't approve of this relationship. If you're Indian and you say this isn't real, I don't know what is. It stars Simbu and Trisha in it, and we were so used to seeing Simbu in these roles where he had to be a smartass or some rowdy or this guy who'd just give witty comebacks and beat up people and save the day. But when you see him in Vinay Thandi Varuvaya, you'll be like, who are you, bro? Total transformation. Now, Gautam Menon, who made this movie in Tamil, thought, oh, okay, now it's super successful in Tamil. Let me just make it off in Hindi also. I'm sure it'll work. Then he remade it with Pratik Babbar and Amy Jackson in it. Pratik Babbar doesn't look like a hero. He just seems like a stalker. And Amy Jackson just looks like a mannequin who was made to move around on camera. It was very, very average at the box office. And even out of that, I think half the people went to watch it because the music is quite appealing. A.R. Rahman, man. Obviously. So, Ek Diwana tha, but usne kya kya? Nobody wants to know. Mani Ratnam is a genius in everything he does. And once in a while, he'll take a break, but he'll come back with a movie that is right in every way. So he made this movie called O Kadal Kanmani, or OK Kanmani for short. And it was received very well because he made a movie about something that most filmmakers hadn't signed up to do. The story of youngsters opting for live-in relationships in India. And this wasn't overly dramatized like Karan Johar movies. It stars Dulkar Salman. Man, I think he's the most good-looking actor we've seen in ages. And Nitya Menon, who can really give any top Bollywood actor a run for her money purely because of her performance. Together, they did such an amazing job in the film. And when Shahid Ali directed the Bollywood remake, he didn't really add much of his own into it. One thing's for sure, Mani Ratnam got all the details right, but there really didn't seem to be any point in remaking this film at all. We'd much rather watch the Tamil version with subtitles, because most of the music was the same, except they decided to remake Hamma Hamma, and that was even more of a reason for people not to go watch the movie. It didn't at all have the effect they wanted. Remake OK Kanmani? Not at all OK Janu. Charmi Kaur is kind of missing in action right now, but there was a time where she was a part of a blockbuster Telugu film. It's still thought to be one of the best suspense thriller movies in Telugu cinema. The movie was called Anukokunda Okaroju, and it tells the story of this one girl who forgets the events of an entire day, and she's trying to figure out what all happened in that one day, because some people aren't letting her forget it. It also stars Jagapati Babu and Shashank, and it had music by M.M. Keeravani, who always sort of rises up to the occasion. And then they remade it in Hindi with Aisha Takia and Ajay Devgan playing the lead roles and called it Sunday. It seemed like a new age crime thriller, but nothing about it seemed attractive enough to get enough people to go to the theatre. Nothing novel about it because it's a remake, so they don't get points for that. No amazing actors in it because if Ajay Devgan doesn't have a cop's uniform or isn't splitting his time between two bikes, he doesn't really do much. Maybe they called it Sunday because that's the number of days it ran successfully. When Okkadu came out, it got some crazy reviews for Mahesh Babu's performance. And more than that, for the awesome bad guy that Prakash Raj played. He's brilliant when he has to play the villain. Except now, he's standing for elections and you think even then he's lying every time he opens his mouth. And because it did so well, they remade this movie in multiple languages. It was Ajay in Kannada, Jod in Bengali, Gilly in Tamil, and also something I can't pronounce in Odia. Gilly also did really well because it had Vijay and Trisha in it. Anything with them at that point would have become a hit. But then that wasn't enough. Bollywood was like, look at all these South Indian guys having fun. We should also do it. So that's why Tevar was made. It stars Arjun Kapoor and Sonakshi Sinha. And it did so bad, that even after the remake was made, they released a dubbed version of the Telugu film. What do you get when you remake a Kamal Haasan movie and just add some glamour to it? An average movie like Kambakvishk. They took this film called Pammal K. Sambandham and Bollywoodized the hell out of it. The Tamil movie had a very strong reason for everything that the characters did in the film, but in Kambakvishk, they just did whatever they felt like. The plot randomly moves to Italy because how can you continue to make it interesting in India only? And then they brought in Dennis Richards to play Akshay Kumar's love interest because these actors weren't enough to keep you hooked to the movie. They got Anu Malik, Salim Sulaiman and RDB to make the music, but apart from a cringeworthy song called Bebo Mai Bebo, there's nothing else remotely memorable from that movie. When an actor like Kamal Haasan delivers a performance like that, what do you do with the film? You damn well leave it alone. Rana Dagubati comes from a very well-known and well-established filmy family. And what kind of debut do you usually expect from a star kid? Some light-hearted college drama or some love story, right? But Rana Dagubati decided to debut with a movie called Leader that came out in 2010. And it was a political and family drama that told the story of a young man who was far away from politics but had to come back and take over the reins when his father's assassinated. The movie had great reviews when it came out for the performances of all the actors, the casting was on point. Then they also released a dub version, but that didn't really work. It wasn't the real deal. Now, although it isn't considered the official remake, a movie named Youngistan came out and it was inspired by Leader. That's the term they like to use, inspired. But it starred Jackie Bhagnani, whom we don't see a lot of otherwise. And apart from a song called Sunona Sangmarmar, which was also inspired by a Bengali song, you won't really remember anything else about the movie Youngistan. You can be young, sure, but to be a hit, you also need some talent. Mammootty starred in this movie called Pokiri Raja in 2010, and it was this family drama that became a crime drama where obviously the hero saves the day. But it had a new line of narration, and so the plot didn't seem like something we've seen 100 times already in Indian movies. What happens in this is that after being wrong for many, many years, Mammootty tries and patches things so his brother can be allowed to get back with the girl he loves. But that's not how Bollywood does it. If Akshay Kumar is the hero, the love story also has to be his only. So that's what they did in the movie Boss. It pairs Aditi Rao Hydari opposite Akshay Kumar, the man who loves remaking South Indian films. So it was an okay film because they added some comedy and some crazy dialogues that you'll remember, but it was nowhere close to the hit that it was in Malayalam. You can call your remake whatever you want, but if it's Mammootty versus Akshay Kumar, you know who the boss is. Rajinikanth is undeniably the biggest superstar down south. He doesn't have to do anything, man. He just has to walk on screen and people will go crazy. He just has to give out one punch dialogue and there will be whistles to drown out everything else. Forget that. Just the music that introduces him starts playing, everyone erupts in excitement. You don't even have to play the movie after that. Now, imagine making a list of his biggest hits. There are way too many if you ask me, but one of the movies that'll definitely make it is Basha. It came out in 1995 and is one of the best Rajni movies you'll ever watch because he's in his element here. This in itself is supposed to be sort of inspired by Hum that came out in 1991 and had both Amitabh and Rajni in it. But in 2007, Sunny Deol decided to make a movie that was very inspired by Basha. It has a lot of similarities, even if they didn't say it was an official remake, but come on. It's not like someone wouldn't have noticed all the similarities in the plot. I think it was the last movie that paired Sunny Deol opposite Priyanka Chopra. Like, can you imagine that? See where both of them are right now? Anyway, this wasn't the beginning of the end of Sunny Deol, but this movie must have definitely given him second thoughts about his career. There have been some South Indian movies that were remade and became huge, huge hits in Bollywood, like the Singham franchise and Chachi Char So Bees and Gajni. But Bollywood is the richest industry we have in India. It's not like they can't afford to pay people who'll give them original ideas, no? Fine, let the movies pass. But I really, really hope they get over this phase of remixing old songs. We need a Bollywood-style takeover of Bollywood. Till then, we'll take what we can from the rest of India. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.